This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The United Nations says by the middle of this century, there are going to be 9 billion people living on this planet. That not-so-simple fact raises a whole lot of questions, not the least of which is how we're going to feed them all. How are we going to get, as our series this year has been asking, food for 9 billion? Grow more is the obvious answer, but maybe we'd need to produce less food if we didn't waste so much of what we have. So today, two stories of food waste, the extremes of it. In a minute, Marketplace's Adrian Hill here in California. First, though, Jory Lewis. She's with cattle herders, nomads, in Senegal.
When I ask Hominu Seydou Ba how many cows he has, he says around 70. But I know to multiply that number by 3 because Fulani cattle herders are notoriously secretive about the numbers. Cows are more than just farm animals here. They are the herder's wealth.
Amadou?
Ba's compound is far from the main road and even from a back road. My driver followed a dusty, twisty trail I wouldn't have known was there. When we arrived, a small child brought me a bowl of lightly sweetened milk to drink. The herders use the milk their cows produce. The women make some into butter and some into lait caillé, a kind of soured milk, what the child brought me. But there's often too much. And they can't give it to their neighbors because neighboring herders have their own milk. The same thing holds true at the nearest weekly market. Everyone has milk. And most people in cities, if they drink milk, use powdered milk imported from Europe.
When there's a lot of milk, we don't know what to do with it all. Eventually, we have to throw it out.
Jibby Jaw is an expert on the milk sector at Senegal's Agricultural Research Institute. He says 30% of the herders' milk gets thrown out. In regions with a lot of herders, that number can be 80%. Jibby Jaw says the problem is simple.
They're far from the big urban centers, which are the main markets for the milk. And in order to move the milk from the country to Dakar, we have to have infrastructure and refrigerated trucks, which cost a lot of money.
Or do what La Laiterie de Berger did in 2006, bring a yogurt factory to the herders. For the Fulani, the yogurt factory is a new source of income to support their traditional life. Hamadou Seydou Ba was the very first herder to jump on board with La Laiterie de Berger.
It can help us. The milk that you used to throw out, now you can sell it and have money to support your family and to buy other food.
He does complain that La Laiterie de Berger hasn't raised the price it pays to herders. In this drought year, he had to send half his family off with most of the cattle to find new grazing land, keeping only about a dozen cows here. Buying enough feed for just those animals is already too expensive. But the drought hurts the yogurt factory, too. When so many of its milk producers are nomads who pick up and migrate, it doesn't have enough milk. In Senegal, I'm Jory Lewis for Marketplace.